こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、バチカンで毎年7日間開催されるエクソシスト研修会が先週開かれ、50カ国から250人の神父が参加し、神学、心理学、人類学的な立場から悪魔払いについて学び、意見交換などを行いました。イタリアでは毎年50万人が悪魔払いを受けているほか、ペンテコステ派の教会の普及により、イギリスやアメリカでも悪魔払いの需要が増加しています。アーネスト・シモーニ枢機卿は研修会で、需要の増加により悪魔払いを携帯電話を通じて離れた場所から行うことが増えました、それが可能なのもイエスのおかげです、と述べました。アイルランドのパット・コリンズ神父は BBC の取材に対し、多くの場合教会に駆け込む人は悪魔に取り憑かれたと思い込んでいるだけなのですが、教会側も対処法が分かっておらず、心理学者や悪魔払いに興味がある人などを紹介するだけなので、結果的にその人は放置され救済されないことがよくあります、と懸念を示していました。
The Vatican began its annual 7-day exorcism training conference last week, involving 250 priests from 50 countries. The program includes the study and discussion of exorcism practices from theological, psychological, and anthropological perspectives. In Italy, more than 500,000 people receive exorcisms every year. And with the spread of Pentecostal Christianity, the demand for exorcisms in England and in the U.S. has been increasing.Cardinal Ernest Simoni stated the following at the workshop. There are priests who carry out exorcisms on their mobile phones, and that's possible thanks to Jesus. Pat Collins, a priest in Ireland, highlights some recent issues as follows. What I'm finding out desperately is people who, in their own minds, believe, rightly or wrongly, that they're afflicted by an evil spirit.When they turn to the church doesn't know what to do with them, and they refer them on to either a psychologist or to somebody that they've heard of that is interested in this form of ministry, and they do fall between the cracks and often are not helped.
So, 参加費は370ドル。だからまあ4万円ぐらいかな。神父の人が払って行ける。
Only priests are going, or? I just kind of want to sit on the side and, and just watch.
Yeah. So, で携帯電話で悪魔払いをリモートで行うっていうことに関しては、神父の人たちの間でも賛否が分かれているらしく。
Get with the times, man.
So, まあ本来は。その悪魔に取り憑かれた人を縛ったりとかしてこう拘束しないといけないルールがあるんだよね、うん、ただ電話だとまあ当然ちゃんとできないじゃないかみたいな声があって、うん、そもそも悪魔払いっていうのは白いチュニックと紫のストールを着用し、取り憑かれた人を縛った上で聖人の名前を呼ぶ、祈る、聖書を朗読するなどの後に出て行きなさいみたいなことを言って、
You need the holy water too, no?
そう、そう、聖水をこう振りかけたり、十字架をこう切ったりしながら、
忙しいよね。
そう、いろいろやって、まあ最終的に落ち着いてよかったねっていうのが理想の形式らしいけど、そうで意外とその需要が増加しているっていうことで、その理由として。まあ、ペンテコステ派の教会の普及とかもあったんだけど、他にキリスト教徒自体が世界的に人口が減ってる、その代わりにもうちょっとこう迷信とかタロットカードとか魔術とかにハマる人がいて、もともと宗教を持ってない分そういうのにハマりやすいみたいな、でそういうのにハマっちゃった人が、あれ私もしかして悪魔に取り憑かれる見てるみたいななって教会に駆け込んでくるっていうケースが結構あるらしいんだよね。
So this, some of this at least is an interaction between these religious people coming across the new age material. you know, kind of the...
Or non-religious people coming across some magic or whatever, and then...
Do we know if most of them are originally Christian or originally secular? わかんない。
さすがになんかデータがあるわけじゃないから、もうここに参加した人たちのアネクトみたいな感じなんだけど、ただ需要が増えてるっていうのは一応データであるらしいんだよね。もちろんそのバチカンの方で何件行われたとかっていうのはちゃんと記録してるみたいだから。
Do you think it works?
いや、わかんないけど、悪魔払いに関しては多分昔言ったけど、大学の時にペーパー書いたことがあって、その時結構調べたんだけど、その悪魔払い自体がどうこうっていうよりかも、悪魔払いの弊害としてやっぱり昔から子供たちが虐待されたり、転換とか統合失調症とかそういう精神病なのにもかかわらず、あ、悪魔が取り付いてますよとかって言われて悪魔払いを何回もされちゃうとか、でそういうことによって本当はちゃんと治療を受けなきゃいけないのに受けないまま何年も苦しんじゃう人がいたりとか。
Oh, you mean like in the crossover from, you know, people actually learning about conditions that previously, you know, we didn't know what to do about them. So we had these kind of grasping.
そうで、それがやっぱり未だに、あの、地域とかによってはあるし、まあ、教会とか神父の人が、要は個人的にそういう知識がないと、転換の患者さんとかを見て、ああ悪魔に取り憑かれてるから病院なんて言ってる場合じゃないですよとか変なアドバイスしちゃうとか、そうすると実際に害があるっていう。
So is this attributed to a failure to just people not being able to accurately diagnose demonic possession? So is that a misdiagnosis of demonic possession?
それもあると思う。
So these people that believe that demonic possession is a real thingBelieve that some of the people that are showing up are not actually possessed by demons.
だからこのアイルランドの神父も、もう長年自分も悪魔払いやってきてる人なのにもかかわらず、ちゃんとここまで言ってるから、それはちょっとびっくりした。あ、ちゃんとしてるんだ、そこはって思って。
What do you think it is that, what is this whole thing about? Like, what causes someone to...to reach the conclusion that they're possessed by a demon.
ね、だから基本的にはやっぱりそういう統合失調症とか転換とか、まああと子供で親がなんかそう自分の子が取り憑かれてて思い込んじゃってる場合とかが多かったんじゃないと思うけど、この今需要が増加してるこの今の人たちはどうなのかわかんない。
I think it's more for, it's probably for more typical.You know, psychological conditions than it is prescribed for, you know, people experiencing frequent seizures or people that are consuming, you know, infected wheat or rye or whatever, you know, as associated with the Salem witch trials. And I do wonder if it's effective. You know, this is a weird practice that has gone on for so long. You know, it's...
効果がある場合もあるのかなって思うのは、この間久しぶりにエンザイティアタックになったのね、夜中に。で、結構ガチのやつ。あの、日本語だとなんていうのね、パニック障害というか。で、その原因がない やつあるじゃん。そのなんか考えてたとか心配事があって起きる場合と、何にも考えてたのに急になるやつ。で、この間なったのはその後者のだったのね。だから対処法がないじゃん。
How do you know that there's no?
例えば何かを心配してて、それが悪化してはーって一時的になる場合は、その心配してることをやめればちょっと良くなるのね。そういう時もあるの。でもこの間みたいにそのぼーっとしてただけなのに急に始まるやつって、何をどう直していいか分かんないんだよね。だってぼーっとしてただけだから。ぼーっとしたっていうかベッドで寝ようとしてた時に始まっちゃって、1時間ぐらいも。全然治らない。ですごいパニックになっちゃって、自分が。
Do you think that that's just that's the whole of what's going on, or do you think that there's some kind of psychological compartmentalization happening?
もう本当に多分ケミカルとかそっちだと思う。
Because I get that sometimes, and I'm just like freaking out for absolutely no reason. I mean, it hasn't happened in probably a couple of years. But I have had phases where that would happen, and I just couldn't figure out what was causing it.
Yeah.
But I just assumed that my own mind was blocking me from investigating the cause.
ああ、でもね、そういう感じでもなかったんだよね、この間の。
It
isn't though. 本当にもう、
急
に。
I know.
で、怖いじゃん。で、どうしようどうしようってなって、もう自分が頭おかしくなってる。なってるし、なりそう。Like, I'm losing my mind. And I get into this cycle, like, oh my god, like, I'm losing my mind, I'm going crazy, what do I do? で、もうぐるぐるぐるぐるみたいな。で、その時に、あの、I googled it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I had to distract myself.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get out of it. So I was like, how to stop anxiety attack?
Yeah.
でググったら、一個すごいいいサイトがあって、すごい細かく説明してくれてるわけよ。で、その anxiety attack がなんで起きるかというと、要は体が、その、ま、で、何、fight or flight みたいな、状態と勘違いして起きてるわけだから怖くないと思えば良くなる徐々に、
Was this a Japanese site? Or...
No, 英語のサイト
I didn't send you that?
It was close to what you sent me、
okay.
So I, that's what I wanted to see、again
Okay、
It wasn't exactly the same page But it was something similar、to what you had sent me before で、だから怖い怖いあ、どうしようどうしよう、怖い怖いって思ってどうにかしようとすることによって悪化するから、とにかくもうそれをぶった切って怖くないってなんか思い込めみたいな。で、あの、急には治らないんだけど、確かに、あ、そうだ、fight or flight って体が勘違いしてるだけだから別に私は今安全だし大丈夫大丈夫。なんか、いつかは終わるんだしと思ってたら、まあ徐々に徐々に良くなったのね。まあ、時間はかかったけど、でそれをちょっと悪魔払いの話に戻すと、あの転換とか統合失調症だとちょっとさすがに悪魔払いを受けて治るっていうのはないと思うんだけど、こういう不安障害とかパニック障害の時にそれが悪魔のせいだって本人がもう心から信じている場合は、悪魔払いの儀式をやることによって確かに安心して良くなるっていうことはあったんだろうなって思ったって話。
Yeah, because you're freaking out, and this guy's, you know, you believe that this guy knows something that you don't know.
そう。
And he has some special power that you don't have.
そうそう。
And he's gonna fucking take care of it. He's gonna deal with it, and you're gonna be all right. But that scenario doesn't present itself, you know, if you don't turn yourself in for, you know, to have demons excised from your body. But that scenario or that setting is kind of what you need.
そうそう。
Right?
特にそのこの間の私の場合みたいに何もトリガーが、まあ、一見して なく起きちゃった場合。だから、あの、夫がその時一緒にいたんだけど、こう彼はまあさ、意味がわかんないじゃん。なんでこうなってるのか。だから何か心配事があるんだと思って、ずっと私になんか、心配しなくて大丈夫みたいな。言ってくれてんだけど、もともと別に何にも心配してないから、なんかそれを言われても治んないわけ。
Well, it's just reminding you of the problem. There is nothing to worry about.
I'm not worrying みたいな感じで、まあ、あの、yeah, so, そうそうそう、だから。
Well, how should you deal with someone when they're freaking out, you know?I don't know if telling them that a demon is inhabiting their body would calm down most people, you know?
Yeah.
If you're not part of that ideology, then, you know, being told that would, I think, be quite alarming.
Yeah.
If somehow you were convinced it were actually true. Do you think there's potentially any efficacy in a secular exorcism as ritual?
What do you mean?
As a practice, you know, as a ritual practice, you know, is there, but without believing in it, you know, it's like you just believe that the practice works. Like there's a lot of things that psychologists will do with you that have no, you know, ideological basis or whatever. It's just, this works. Let's try this thought exercise or something, you know?
Yeah.
Or, you know, just sit in the, I don't know, crow position or something for 20 minutes and you'll feel better.
Yeah.
Without an explanation, you know? is there room for secular participation in rituals that you acknowledge do not have their superpower, the supernatural benefits, but that those benefits that other people are attributing to supernatural things, you yourself attribute to the experience, for example, or you attribute to the, I mean, what else is there? The experience, you know, the ritual, that has some process that's valuable to you, even if the demons aren't real and even if you don't believe in all of that stuff.
Yeah. まああるんじゃない?さすがに悪魔払いはちょっと。
That's an extreme case.
Yeah. あの、神父に来てもらわなきゃいけないし、ちょっとすごい大事だけど。でも、そうね。
Like meditation was for religious purposes originally. But no one would really argue with you if you said that meditation has benefits today.
Yeah.
Although people would argue against that, you know, decades ago. Like, oh, you're just sitting there, like, you're not doing shit.
Yeah.
You know?
そうね。そういうのは、別にもう自分がこれはワークするって決めればもう何でもその成功体験さえあれば、別に何でもそれになりうるとは思うけど。
It's, I mean, I'm not advocating exorcism
でもだから
in place of medical treatment, but
個人的にはこの間のその怖くないと思い込めっていうアドバイスを聞いたときに、あのフレディ・クーガー思い出して、彼もそうじゃん。フレディも怖がると殺してきたりするけど、怖がってない人には何もできないじゃん。なんかそれをなんか覚えておこうと思って、次回になった時のために。
It's like it smells weakness.
Yeah.
Freddy does, right?
And that's almost like
feeds off your nightmares.
Yeah, and that can become my ritual, right? Like if something happens, then I would think of Freddy Krueger and fix my somehow snap out of my anxiety attack.
Oh, that's a interesting choice of a messiah in your deepest psychological states.
So, I told my husband about this great advice that I got off Google, and he thought it was kind of ridiculous, like, because it sounds silly. Like, you're so scared, and then they're like, don't be scared, and then it actually works. Like, how can it be so easy? But it actually worked.
Yeah, well, I try to go to, you know...
And I think it's scientific, too, so...
It's hubris to worry, and you don't know enough to worry, you know? And I think the message should be propagated that... Anxiety is inappropriate for the individual, and anxiety is inappropriate for society as a whole.
Right.
It's not helpful for thinking clearly, and it will get you into trouble, you know.
Yeah.
So I try to de-emphasize anxiety when I can, but you know, you don't want to get anxious about your anxiety issues either.
Yeah.
So I guess that's where your strategy might come in.
次、今週月曜日に学会誌 Nature Astronomy に掲載されたオックスフォード大学の研究で、ハワイのジェミニ天文台から赤外線望遠鏡で天王星を観測したところ、大気に硫化水素が含まれていることが史上初めて直接確認され、天王星の大気が実際に腐った卵のようなおならのような匂いであることが分かりました。天王星は巨大な氷の塊であると考えられていますが、地球からは30億キロ離れているため、多くが謎に包まれています。チームを率いたパトリック・アーウィン教授は、スペース.comの取材に対し、人間が天王星の雲にたどり着くようなことがあれば、とても不快で強烈な匂いに襲われるでしょう。ただ匂いを嗅ぐ以前に、まず息ができず窒息するし、放射線で被爆しますけどね、と述べています。
In a study published on Monday in the journal Nature Astronomy by researchers at Oxford University, an analysis of Uranus by the Gemini Infrared Astronomical Observatory in Hawaii has directly confirmed the atmospheric composition of Uranus, and that it includes concentrations of hydrogen sulfide, meaning that the entire planet smells like farts and rotten eggs. While Uranus is thought of as a giant ball of ice, since it is more than 3 billion kilometers away, many mysteries still remain. Team lead Professor Patrick Irwin stated the following to space.com. If an unfortunate human were ever to descend through Uranus's clouds, they would be met with very unpleasant and odoriferous conditions. But suffocation and exposure would take its toll long before the smell.
So, まあ、前から臭いんじゃないかっていう、まあ、臭いんじゃないかっていうか、硫化水素があるから、あるはずだから臭いんじゃないかっていうの言われてたんだけど、直接確認されたから、もう確実にじゃあ臭いねっていうことが分かったって話。天王星は地球の4倍の大きさで、写真見るとすごい綺麗なんだよね。水色で。ただ臭い。
Is it the only stinky planet, or?
Yeah,
Jupiter probably stinks too.
Jupiter だっけ？もう一個ね、似た、もう一個硫化水素あるやつあるよね。
Stinky one?
Yeah.
Maybe Venus?
I forget.
Mm.
そんなに遠くないはず、天王星から。
But nothing's gonna smell neutral unless it's air.
そうね。
Because why doesn't oxygen smell like, or you know, nitrogen smell like anything, right? We'd be smelling something all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the brain would delete it.
Uranus って日本人はピンとこないと思うけど、小学生みたいなこと言うとさ、お前のお尻の穴みたいなことじゃん。
うん。
それがおならの匂いってなんか本当に。
運命
運命だよ小学生がめっちゃ一番喜びそうなニュースだなって思った
、But I think the proper 発音 is Uranus
Not Uranus
No, unfortunately I believe it's Uranus
Okay そうだね面白いよねでも、なんかこうどういう見た目とかさどういうものでできてるっていう話はあるけどこう匂いってなるともうちょっと五感じゃんなんていう、感覚的に
There are places where was it I think they have this on the big island of Hawaii these sites that have a lot of sulfuric activity and if you go near there it smells like eggs
ニュージーランドにロトルアっていう街があってそこももう町全部が硫黄の匂い要は温泉地みたいな、本当にそれこそ腐った卵みたいな
Hey, where is this?
ニュージーランド、そこに一回行ったことがあって確かにバス降りた瞬間からもう、いい匂いではない
I think Fuji City、smells like eggs
OK なんか草津温泉とかあの辺も日本もね温泉いっぱいあるから場所によっては、
But,
結構広範囲でその匂いするとこあるよね。
But Fuji is more, I think it's like paper mills, like some kind of factories that it's not onsen. It's like something else. It's like before you get close to Fujisan itself or anything.
Okay.
I think.
その場所の匂いがするとこってあるよね。
Yeah, like the whole city smells like this.Because of some industry, right?
Yeah. とかなんかわかんないけど、コーナーも匂いがある。飛行機降りた時にコーナーの匂いがする。
What is the smell?
なんか
Isn't it just salt?
いやー、違う。なんか
You know the ocean always smells different.
Yeah. But あれなんだろうね。はぁーっていう感じの匂い。それは個人の感想だけど。何にも説明になってないけど。
A lot of places smell like that.
あとだから今だとね、アムステルダムとかサンフランシスコとか全部同じに、同じタイマーの匂いする。
Oh, they smell like it. Probably.
本当にそう。でもアムステルダムも本当にそうだよ。電車降りた瞬間からもう匂いするし、サンフランシスコも行った時、ついて街中入った瞬間からもう
匂いしてる。I've never been to Amsterdam.
It's really pretty.
Yeah.
やっぱり運河がいっぱいあるじゃん。あの運河の街だから、それ自体慣れてないとすごい、なんて言うんだろうね。すごい綺麗だった。景色が。
Well, San Francisco too, right?
Is what?
Pretty.
Yeah. 建物はね、建物は綺麗だけど。
No, they have a lot of, they have the bay there and that cool bridge and they have,
yeah.
Nice beaches and stuff. They have everything. Mountains.
いや、ただホームレスの人があまりにもいっぱいいたことに衝撃を受けて、あんまりなんか、いいイメージじゃなかったんだよ。
My image of Amsterdam is just all, like,
red light district.
And
それ一部だからね。そこに入っていくともう確かに本当にもう道曲がっても曲がってもお姉さんが下着のね、こう窓の中に立ってるみたいな。
It's weird that that window, like woman in a glass thing, and they're like posing, right?
Yeah.すごい気まずいよ。特にまあ私は女性だから、彼女たちにとって私はもう邪魔というかさ、客にはならないじゃん、ただこう興味本位で見に来た観光客みたいな感じでしかないから、なんていうの、すごい気まずい気分だった。申し訳ないっていうか、なんていうんだろうね。
But I kind of feel that way too. I mean, I don't feel like, you know, I'm a potential customer or anything.
Yeah.
You know, so when I saw that in, particularly in Cambodia, it was like really disturbing for me.
Yeah.
It seems normalized to some extent. And it feels weird to go over there and be like, hey, this is wrong, guys. You know, like, who are you?
Yeah.
But yeah, personally, I it's really uncomfortable.
そう、しかもアムステルダム行った時はすっごい綺麗な人がいっぱいいて、本当になんていうの、ビクトリアシーケットのモデルになれるじゃないみたいな人も結構いて、なんか
そんなに that many?
あの全員じゃないけど、もちろんでも一部、本当に
if they were all Victoria Secret model level, that...
全員じゃない、もちろん、ただそういう人もいて、結構いて、なんかなんていうの、背景とかを考えちゃって心が痛いみたいな、なんかどうしてここで働くことになったんだろうとか、だからそれをなんか下水気持ちでさ、グヘヘみたいな感じでお金持ってそこに行けるっていう神経はちょっとなんか考えられないなって思っちゃう。なんかそういうエロい気持ちとかでは見れない、ね、個人的にはね。
I mean, you never know what their values are, so it's kind of hard toJudge, you know, on an individual basis.
Yeah. So, まあもちろんその綺麗な人だけじゃなくてみんなだけどね。そのなんでここで働くことになったんだろうかっていう。
Were we talking about Uranus?
Uranus. 次。
次行っちゃうの。
行っちゃう。学会誌アニマルビヘイビアに掲載されたオハイオ州立大学の研究で、キノコを巣の中で育てて暮らすハキリアリが自分の巣に侵入して勝手にキノコや赤ちゃんを捕食するメガロミアメックスシメトーチュスという、種類の寄生アリをなぜ攻撃しないのか、その原因を調査しました。寄生アリが自分たちに似た匂いを発していて仲間だと騙されているのではと仮定して、寄生アリの匂いを取り除いてもハキリアリの行動は特に変わらず攻撃しませんでした。また寄生アリが持つアルカリ性の毒の匂いをハキリアリが遠くからでも検知できており、仲間ではないことを認識できているほか、1対1で対峙させると最初だけ立ち向かうものの、ハキリアリはすぐにお辞儀をして降参することが分かりました。寄生アリの毒が他のもっと獰猛な外敵から身を守るために有効であるため、代償としてキノコや赤ちゃんを差し出していると考えられます。
A study published in Animal Behavior by researchers at Ohio State University helps explain why Serico Myrmex amabilis leafcutter ants, which live among fungus, allow intruding and parasitic Megalomyrmex scimitocus ants to invade and devour both their fungi supplies and their babies. While it had been speculated that invading ants disguised themselves with an odor similar to the leafcutter ants, Removing the odor did not change the response of leafcutter ants to their invasion. To the contrary, it was found that the leafcutter ants could smell the poison of the parasitic ants from a long distance, making it obvious that they are not friendly. When one leafcutter ant was placed face to face with a parasitic ant, the leafcutter quickly became submissive. It is thought that the leafcutter ants accept the presence of the parasitic ants as their poison is effective in warding off even larger predators.
So, まあこの寄生アリが毒を持っているから寄生されることに一定のメリットがあるだろうっていうのは新しい情報ではないみたいなんだけど、ただまあこういうふうに1対1になった時にどういうふうに反応するとか、遠くからでも匂いが分かってるっていうのは多分分かってなかったこと。でも降参するときにお辞儀するって可愛くない？
What does it look like? Or...
like bow its head. Like すいませんみたいな感じ。
With proper technique. I mean, how do they just? I'm trying to imagine. So the ant's like on its, it's not standing vertically, right?
No.
So it just.
We can still bow.
Just bows its head.
Mm-hmm.
And does so... it? What happens then? The other ant just lets it live, or?
うん、OK みたいな。そうで、キノコを結構大量に巣の中で育てているから、寄生アリがちょっと食べたぐらいでは特に問題はないらしいんだよね。で、ただ赤ちゃんを食べられちゃうっていうのは当然問題ではあるんだけど、一方で女王アリを襲うことは絶対ないんだって。だから巣が壊滅的な状況になることは絶対にない。し、今なくなっちゃうとこの寄生アリの方も困っちゃうから、本当にちゃんと共存して生きてるらしいよ。で、このハキリアリの巣の4分の3に寄生アリが見つけられる。からたまにだから寄生アリがない巣もある。けど、まあ半分以上は寄生されてる。
Their survivability is better when they have these
そう、毒持ってるからね。
invaders.
そう。
So they're symbiotic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. このハキリアリって結構ね、ドキュメンタリーとかで出てきたりするけど、すごい面白いよね。
Well, we already knew that the leafcutter ants had been enslaved by the fungus. Right? And the fungus actually...has these ants bringing them food, right? So, and then it produces a little extra food for them. But they don't eat the leaves, you know, they're bringing the leaves for the fungus, right?
Mm-hmm. そうそう。だからせっせとキノコを育てる。
But I feel like you could almost look at this little relationship right here that's going on. And then you kind of look, okay, well, then these...invading ants also have a relationship with, you know, this bacteria or this other species or this caterpillar or something. And then you look at the fungi and realize that it has relationships with the other plants and mycelium or, you know, it's decomposing organic material from something else. But the point is you can almost start anywhere in nature and find these kinds of relationships where at first you're like, okay, well, these...guys are controlling these guys. It's like, oh no, wait, it's actually mutually beneficial. And you can include more and more parties. It's like the relationship between, what was it? The bear thing where they had killed bears in some area because they were afraid of the bears. But it turned out that the bears were scratching the trees with their backs, which was necessary to soften the bark and allow some sap to come out.Which was related to some insect that, I don't know, it just had this crazy unintended consequence of removing the bears. But we're seeing that almost everywhere in nature, that every, I mean, it's kind of a cliche at this point, but everything that we think is an independent thing that has one name is actually a bunch of different organisms working together. And even human beings we're finding are the same way.
そうね、なんか鹿もそうだもんね。鹿が増えすぎてすごい困ってるっていうのも、昔は冬の間に草がなくなっちゃうから一定の数の鹿が餓死してた。ただ今全部アスファルトで道が覆われてるから 結構すぐに熱を吸収して熱くなって雪が早く溶けて、うん、周りに草がすごい生えちゃう、うん、から鹿のご飯がなくなることがなくて餓死してた数が餓死しなくなったために、まあそれだけが原因じゃないと思うけど、まあ原因の一部として、
mm-hmm. But as a principle of reality, it's very reliable、yeah. that this is how it works、
mm-hmm.
And it's funny because in the process of educating yourself or becoming able to think and express yourself, you know, we start to insulate all these different things from each other, all the different things in the world, you know、Mama, what's thatOh, it's a bird. And then the bird becomes this very reduced thing. Before it was a transforming, flying miracle. It、yeah. just couldn't be believed. And it's like, oh, it's a bird. Oh, okay, it's a bird. Now we're done. But we've kind of done that with everyone does it as they grow up. And as a side effect, we kind of lose track of the interconnectedness of all、mm. the different nouns.That exist, right?
Yeah.、
そ
うね。なんか最近クマの論文もあったよね。クマが本来ならば子供を産んでいつまで一緒に育てるかっていう期間が自然の中で定まってきたんだけど、人間が狩りするときにやっぱり子供がいるクマは撃たないわけじゃない、hmm. っていうのを何十年、まあ、何百年とか繰り返してきた結果、クマの方も子供となるべく一緒にいる方が長く生きられるっていうのがパスダウンされていって、
うん、
結局子供が親離れする時期がどんどんどんどん長くなってる、
yeah.
それをしかも最近気づいたみたいな
You know, it's weird to think about nature as like the ultimate unintended consequences because、yeah. there was never any intent
そうそう
the whole time there was no intent untilconscious humans and even now we're not quite sure that there's intent
yeah
but the you know the fact that reality consists of you know at least 99% unintended consequences is
yeah
is not something that we really you know
think about
yeah. or acknowledge
ね犬猫とかも特にそうだよねだからここまで人間がMm-hmm. 犬猫を好んで一緒に暮らすことによって、yeah. その犬と猫の種自体がものすごい大きいインパクトを受けてるわけだけどそれがどこに向かってるのかっていうと、mm-hmm. それは誰にも分かんないし
If you take that kind of、scientific and causal perspective and you start to look at human behavior it gets very weird、
yeah.
you know, because you, is this person just a bad person or did they have a bad father or did their father did have a bad life because of this completely
yeah.
random event, you know, bad things happen to good people and make other good people bitter, you know,
yeah.
and that's totally unintended.
そうね。
Yeah, these ants are cool.
Yep. 次。
New research by the University of Copenhagen and the University of California, Berkeley, has found that the free diving ability of the Bajau people, is that Bajau or Bajau?
Bajau.
Bajau people, making it Spanish, Bajau people is partly due to a rare genetic mutation that has endowed them with large spleens. The Bajau people have been holding their breath underwater for thousands of years, with many of them still hunting with traditional tools today.During acute oxygen shortage, the heart rate slows, blood vessels constrict, and the spleen contracts, releasing an extra supply of oxygenated blood. Lead researcher Melissa Ilardo measured the sizes of people's spleens using an ultrasound and found that their spleens were 50% larger than other populations and that there was no difference in spleen size between diving and non-diving Bajau people.A genetic analysis recognized that more than 25 mutations unique to the Bajau people were unique to the Bajau people compared to nearby populations, one of which was the gene PDE10A, which regulates thyroid hormone, which is related to spleen growth. The paper is published in the journal Cell Press.
フィリピン、マレーシア、インドネシア周辺の海で生活するバジャウ族の人々は海の遊牧民と呼ばれ、過去数千年にわたり海深く潜って狩りを行ってきました。 今回学会誌セルプレスに掲載されたコペンハーゲン大学と UC バークレーの共同研究で、彼らが特殊な遺伝子変異によって通常より大きな脾臓を持っていることが分かりました。水に潜っている間に体内の酸素が足りなくなってくると、人間は自動的に心拍数が下がり、血管が狭窄して脾臓も収縮し、酸素やエネルギーを節約します。今回の研究で超音波を使ってバチャウ族の人々の脾臓の大きさを測ったところ、通常の 1.5 倍の大きさで、これは普段潜水しないバチャウ族の人でも同じでした。遺伝子を分析すると、周辺地域の人々と比較して、バチャウ族には25個もの固有の遺伝子変異が起きていて、甲状腺ホルモンの制御に関わり、脾臓の大きさに関連する PDE10A という遺伝子にも変異が見られました。すごいよね、狩りしてるところの動画見たけど、うん、海底を歩いてるよね、
うん、
もはや。泳いでるっていうか、普通に縦になって足で歩いてるよね。リアル。だから半魚人でもないんだよね。もう、あ、なんだろうね。海底人間みたいな感じ。すごいよ。
いや。
だいたい水深20から30メートルまで一気に潜って、5分から10分ぐらいは平気で過ごせるらしいよ。
I don't know if on average they can go that long, you know, but certainly I think the average person there can do it for 2 minutes, you know, which is far longer than most people.
Yeah.
Much, much longer.
Yeah.
We talked about this in some detail with Futaki Ai, who explains that a lot of the adaptations that are necessary for this kind of diving can be trained in normal people. And they have training courses, and that's been well established that that works.
Yeah.
And so that's why they suspected that, you know, this may have just been part of their culture, that they just train doing it. But it turns out that's not the case, and that they actually have, through natural selection, evolved this way, differently from other humans.
So, しかも二木愛さんが来てくれた時話したフリーダイビングとかって、大体こう、潜る前に肺に空気をいっぱい入れて、で、重りをつけて沈むじゃない、だから一応体内に酸素は結構入ってる状態なんだよね。でもバチャウ族って、重りをつけないで潜る人も結構いるらしくて、そうすると浮いちゃわないように、ある程度酸素を抜いて潜らないといけないじゃん。だからそもそも体内にあんまり酸素入ってない状態ですごい深くまで潜っていくみたいな、それはさすがにすごい常人ではない。
Yeah, I mean they definitely if we were living in water world, you know, if there something happened and all the land on earth sank, you know, extreme climate change, or you know, the Al Gore version of reality arrives,
then they're the ones than schedule. Who would survive.
In a water world universe, they would have an inherent advantage.
So, で結局20メートル、30メートルって言ったら本当にもうスキューバダイビングの世界じゃん。だそれぐらいを素で潜るってなると、やっぱり鼓膜が大変なことになって息抜きとかしなきゃいけないから、バジャー族の人ってもうちっちゃい時から鼓膜に穴開けてんだって。すごくない?だから息抜きする必要がない、穴開いてるから。
How does that work exactly?
あ、息抜きじゃない、なんて言うんだっけ、日本語で。Equalization.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But what's the word?
But what's the, what's the process? How do they do that?
わかんない。パチン。
パチン。Sounds bad.
あ、いいんだ、耳抜きでいいんだ。そうそうそう。すごいよね。
Well, you know how the Tibetans have special abilities as well, right? Tibetans do not pass out at high altitude.
マチュピチュの人とかもそうだよね。ペルーの。
There are different reasons for all these populations turning out this way. For the Tibetans, it's actually the Denisovan DNA.
Mm.
They're actually part, I don't know. Well, they're part Denisovan,
right,
which is related to like Neanderthal. And that gave
them. Are
they
related
to
Neanderthal?
Of course they are. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you go far back.
Like more than Homo sapiens, Takoto?
Well, Homo sapiens are only, you know, between 2 or 3% Neanderthal.
Right.
And the vast majority of Homo sapiens contain zero Denisovan.
Oh, okay.
But they do.
Oh, okay.
All humans, I think except for black people, contain Neanderthal, higher levels of Neanderthal DNA.
Especially in Europe or something, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't have much.
Oh, really?
Because I'm Asian.
It said I have more than most. Sounds like a bad thing, but
more than most of the world's population.
The world, well, the
average,
the average, the average for all the customers on 23andMe, whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know what their demographic is, so it doesn't really.
Right.
Right.
Hmm.
But yeah, so the Tibetans have this Denisovan DNA, which scientists have determined is partly responsible for their resilience at high altitudes. Hmm. And the Ethiopian people have the same ability. So they thought, oh, they might have that Denisovan DNA, but it turns out they don't.
Huh.
The Ethiopians have just lived in these high altitude places for so long that they evolved those traits through natural selection, the way that I suppose the Denisovans would have.
Mm.
Right?
Mm. Yeah.
And then there's the Rarámuri people. Who they're from Chihuahua, or they're
Mexico.
In Chihuahua, Mexico, but they're indigenous to that place from Chihuahua. And they've been running like enormous distances for forever, the Rarámuri people.
For what?
To
hunting? What?
Well, they had like a bunch of villages that were super spaced apart. And the only way they could get messages around is by foot. And I'm assuming that running was a huge part of their survival a long time ago.
Yeah.
Outrunning things. And so like the average person that's Rarámuri can run, you know, 400 kilometers.
Whoa.
No problem.
Hmm.
And they actually have games as part of their culture and their lifestyle that revolve around running. And they,
その人たちからしたらマラソンとかもうバカみたいってこと?
Yeah.
I mean, 42キロとか何言っちゃってんの余裕じゃん。
I mean, everyone's like, oh, why don't they run in a marathon? You know, that's not part of that's not part of their cultural values. Like, they don't find that valuable. But,
yeah.
But these humans have adapted to a lot of different things that way. And we don't really know that much about, I mean, we see it in athletics, obviously, you know, certain sports are dominated by certain races, right? So you see like black people have more, a higher ratio of fast twitch to slow twitch, relatively speaking. And basketball is like really twitchy, right? You know, just changing directions all the time. So they seem to have an obvious advantage, you know, in some areas.
Hmm.
And that varies across gender, and it varies across races. And the Tibetans and the Rarámuri and these people have just, in their isolation, developed, you know, extraordinary versions of that.
Yeah. I want to go to the free diving class again. It was so much fun. 超苦しいけど. めっちゃ苦しいけど楽しかった。しかもやっぱやってればタイムは伸びていくじゃん。だからやっぱりトレーニングによって。
It seems really simple, but it seems really difficult at the same time, you know? Because it's kind of like, oh yeah, I've done that. I've held my breath in like dive down a little bit and looked at some coral.
Yeah.
But
なんか
having any more than 30 seconds down there requires some...
Yeah. You know, なんかスキルもいるし、メンタル面もいるじゃん。当然。
That's a skill too, yeah.
だからこう、スタティックアプニアとか練習してると本当に、なんだ、自分との戦いみたいな感じじゃん。Mm-hmm. どこまで我慢するか、どこまで苦しいのが大丈夫で、どこまで危ないのかとか、自分の体のことも分かってないといけないし、あとはだから、自分に甘すぎてもさ、あ、もう酸素吸いたいなってすぐ顔を上げちゃうのか、
うん、
いや、もうちょっといけるって我慢するのか。あとは頭を真っ白にすることによって酸素が保存できるから、いかに余計なことを考えずに瞑想状態に早く持っていくかとか。
うん、
すごい楽しかった。
Well, I think everyone kind of admires control of your body.
Yeah.
You know, if you have control of your body, everyone admires it. It doesn't matter if it's football or free diving or...
そう、かっこいいよね。
Like dancing, you know? Yeah. Dancing is... It's like the body is not there. Because if someone's really good at dancing, you're seeing their intent. You're seeing their imagination, you know? But if you're bad at dancing, there's like this beautiful thing in their mind that they're trying to do. But it just looks...Like a train wreck in real life. Yeah.
そうね。
次。Super Earths or giant-sized versions of Earth, up to 10 times more massive or perhaps larger, may have a better overall probability of hosting life forms than Earth-sized planets. However, new research by Michael Hipke at the Sonnenberg Observatory in Germany suggests that many of those aliens would likely be trapped and unable to leave their planet indefinitely. The researchers' calculations reveal that an Apollo moon mission from a super-Earth like Kepler-20b would require a 400,000-ton rocket, which would be about the mass of the Great Pyramid of Giza,as opposed to the 3,000-ton Saturn V rocket, which was used.
最大で地球の10倍以上の大きさになる巨大地球型惑星は、地球程度の大きさの惑星よりも生命体を保有できる確率が高いと考えられてきました。ゾンネベルク観測所のミハエル・ヒプケ氏による新しい研究で、仮にそのような巨大惑星にエイリアンが住んでいた場合、あまりの重力の大きさから惑星の外に出ることができない可能性があることが分かりました。地球からアポロ計画で月に向かった際は、重さ3000トンのロケットが使われましたが、ケプラー 20b のような巨大地球型惑星から同様に月まで行こうとすると、40万トンの重さのロケットが必要です。40万トンとはギザの大ピラミッドと同じぐらいの重さです。
Yep.
だからめっちゃでかい地球型惑星に知的生命体が住んでるとして、
うん、
フェルミの法則みたいになんでじゃあ来てないんだろうってなった時の答えが重力がすごすぎるからってこと、
うん、
外に出たくても出れない。
Yeah, I mean I agree with everything this guy is saying, except I'm worried that it'sreally small-minded, you know, that obviously there are technologies we haven't thought of, and we don't know how smart they'd be, you know, we're checking, would you be able to get off this, well, we wouldn't be able to get off their planet, we as in the human race, you know, collecting all of itstechnology and willpower in 2018, but what if, you know, in 2030 we are like, oh, actually, and that's a trivial amount of time, right?
Yeah.
So, but the researchers propose some methods that could work, like nuclear pulse propulsion, which is basically setting off a series of nuclear explosions directly behind a spacecraft to propel it upwards, which in theory would work. The only problem is that it, there's a lot of radiation. and
yeah. めっちゃ怖いよ。
Yeah.
絶対に失敗できないよね。
Some astronomers believe that these larger planets are actually better candidates than Earth-sized planets. Because before we were like, hey, the Earth-sized planet is what we're looking for. You know? But that's just because that's the size of our planet.
Yeah.
But actually, larger planets might be better. Because the atmosphere is much thicker. There's better protection against radiation. It might be more habitable. So they're calling them super habitable, even though we've never found anything, you know, habitating it.
なるほど。
Yeah. There's other ideas to get out of this kind of gravity well. If you used, what was it called? Oh, a launch loop. Have you heard of that?
No.
So a launch loop is if you took a roller coaster and you built it all the way up almost into space.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And the end of that roller coaster is like a electromagnetic rail gun. So it's a roller coaster that goes up into space and then it stops at some point, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you're going fast enough when you reach the end of, you know, this roller coaster, then you will fall off and go around the planet. And now you're in orbit. But you don't have to use rockets or anything, right? You just build a really big roller coaster where...
それはあれだよね、自分のいる惑星の軌道上に乗るためってことだよね、そのどっかに探検しに行くとかじゃなくて、
to put things in your own orbit.
Yeah, yeah, okay, okay.
Conceivably, if you increase the power enough and timed, you know, your launch, you could go other places other than the planet you're on. But at least you could get to orbit using a space loop launcher, which is this, you know, Fujikyu in space.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like if you got on Dodonpa and at the end of the ride, it just comes off the rails and it's zero G. It seems safer than the nuclear propulsion.
For sure.
But it could be safer than rockets too. I mean, rockets are not super safe.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just have to be going fast enough when you reach the end of the roller coaster, which would be, I don't know, what is it, like the seven meters per second, right?
Right.
No, wait. Kilometers.
この間、なんか YouTuber の人がガーリックブレッドを地球と宇宙の境に気球みたいので送って
ガーリックブレッド、
そうで戻して食べるみたいな、なんか謎のやつやってたよ、
Did it work?
It actually worked. もちろんカメラがついてて、ガーリックブレッドのとこに、だから要はテスラの車みたいな感じでガーリックブレッドがバーッと上に上がっていって、で本当に地球が見えるみたいな地球のエッジがちょっと見えて、で戻ってきて食べてたけど、もう一旦だから冷凍されてるみたいな感じだから。
What was the launch method? Was it?
気球みたいな、like air balloon type stuff.
You know, they're using that. Well, a bunch of companies are competing right now to build a dirigible, an airship that would never come down. Have you seen that?
That would never come down.
It would stay up there. And it's called the whale something. Something whale.
Okay.
But people are rethinking the balloon thing now. And even Elon is rethinking that balloon thing.
Okay.
And he's saying that they're going to recover the second stage of Falcon 9 rockets using a balloon.
Ah, これか flying whale. Blimp that never lands.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Race to develop.
So,
sorry. Autoplay video.
やられた。
あ、ロッキード・マーティンとかも参加していますって書いてるね。
And the other idea is like a space elevator.
Oh yeah, それさっきからね、言おうと思ってた。なんだっけ、日立とかだっけ？日本の会社でずっと宇宙エレベーターの話してる会社あるよね。日立じゃなかったっけ？
そんなちゃんとした会社？あ、
そうだよ、そう、本当そうだよ。本当本当本当本当本当。
No. No.
あ、ほら、日立だよ。
The space elevator is
ちょっと待って
、
嘘、嘘かな。
Yeah, the space elevator idea consists of, the realistic versions of it at least, consists of placing some ballast at the Lagrange point and using a nanocarbon fiber that would be suspended between Earth and that point.
Ah, 大林組だった日立じゃない。
Yeah, it's not legit.
でも大林組も相当のあれだよ、大企業だよ。
It's
2050年の完成を想定して。
I'm more skeptical about the space elevator than I was about Toyota Mirai.
でもずっと言ってるよね、これ。理論的にはできるはずみたいな。
I mean, it's theoretically possible, but it's I don't know. You'd have to use better materials than we have available to us currently. You know, you need much stronger fibers.
Yeah.
And you'd need a mechanism that can climb that fiber. But we're not trying to reel in whatever it is that's in space, right? That would defeat the purpose, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. 宇宙エレベーター協会っていうのもあるよ。夢はあるけどね、なんかね、本当にサイファイみたいな。
It's bogus. It's bogus.
次。
Researchers at Mech SE at the University of Illinois have designed a super strong artificial muscle capable of lifting 12,600 times its own weight and exerting 18 times more specific work than human muscle. The electrically actuated muscles have a coiled geometry and are constructed from a carbon fiber reinforced siloxane rubber. In an experiment, the authors demonstrate a 0.4 millimeter diameter muscle fiber lifting about 2 kilograms of water, 3.5 centimeters, using only 0.172 volts per centimeter lifted. The muscle contraction is controlled by increasing the radius of the yarn using thermal expansion. The silicon rubber locally separates the carbon fiber within the muscle. Study author Katerina Lamuda stated the following: The range of applications these low-cost and lightweight artificial muscles is really wide and involves different fields such as robotics, prosthetics, orthotics, and human assistive devices.
イリノイ大学のメッケシー研究所が人間の筋肉の18倍の強さを持ち、自重の12600倍の重さまで持ち上げられる人工筋肉を作ることに成功しました。電圧で収縮し動くこの人工筋肉は、コイル状の紐のような形をしており、シリコンゴムと炭素繊維でできています。実験では直径 0.4 ミリメートルの人工筋肉で2キログラムの水のボトルを 3.5 センチの高さまで持ち上げることができました。1センチ持ち上げるごとに使用したのは 0.172 ボルトの電圧のみでした。シリコンゴムと炭素繊維は部分的に乖離できるため熱膨張を利用して人工筋肉の太さを変化させることで収縮を起こします。研究に携わったカテリーナ・ラムータ氏は以下のように述べています。このように安価で軽量な人工筋肉は、ロボティクス、技師、装具学のほか、人間を助ける機材など、多岐にわたる用途に適用することが可能です。
Yep.
なんか黒い紐みたいな。 感じだよね。
Well, I think that's the color of the polydimethyl siloxane rubber stuff.
なんかくるくるって緩いコイル、緩いっていうのかな。なんていうのね。
They actually coil it themselves using like a drill or something.
Oh, okay.
In the when they make it, they take these carbon fibers and they dip them in that siloxane rubber. And then once it's kind of, they twist it, and then once it's cured, they like twist it again, and then if you run a current through that thing, I mean, that's what it is. That's the whole thing. That's the muscle. If you run a current through it, then it causes the thermal expansion, and it contracts the muscle.
すごいシンプルだね。
Yeah, it's just material science.
面白いよね。
Smart.
Yeah.これはだからこの人も言ってるけど使える用途があまりにありすぎてなんかこうどういうどうなるのか想像、well, 逆に想像できないというかわかるなんかめっちゃあるだろうなみたいな。
Well, I mean, you'd think so. I think it's not as useful as she's making out to be. There needs to be some...Well, conceptually, absolutely. But for this particular model, this version of this, the actuation rate is too slow. The rate at which the muscle flexes is too slow. So they may need to come up with different materials or different methods of actuating it that work more quickly.
Because if
the actuation speed is too slow, then that rules out, you know, prosthetics or something. You know, it takes...
Right.
It needs to work on your brain speed, right? So, but in principle, yeah. I mean, there is no reason why they couldn't come up with a faster actuating version of this tomorrow using the same principles. There are probably a lot of different interchangeable chemicals that they could use.
Especially if it's this simple. Right?
Yeah.
That's really cool. なんか、そもそもその prosthetics とかすごいじゃん。もうどんどんどんどん進化してるし。
But the prosthetics right now are quite mechanical.
Yeah. You know? It looks cool, though.
It looks cool. But you know how, like, the early Terminators are, like, the machine ones and it has skin on top, right?
Yeah.
The advanced Terminators are, like, something else. You know, it's more... Yeah. Didn't they make a fleshy Terminator? Isn't that what the girl Terminator is? Or am I mistaken?
Somehow it looks cooler when it's more mechanical.なんかさ昔からこう障害っていうのは環境が生み出すものであってその人が保有しているものではないっていうじゃん、要は例えば、まあ、なんだろう文字が読み書きできなかったとしてその読み書きが絶対に必要な環境に置かれている場合それは障害だって言われちゃうけど、それが別に必要ない環境に行った瞬間にそれは別に障害でも何でもないとか、まあ足を使わないで暮らせるような環境にもしいたとして足がなかったとしてもそれは別に特に障害じゃないとか、
From a functional standpoint
だからその個人に付帯してくるものじゃなくて環境が生み出してるだけみたいな、でなんか、だからそういうふうに今オリンピックとかもそうだけどプロステティクスがどんどんさすごくなってきて、なんか昔だったらそれこそ義足とかを見てさあかっこいいとか言ったら本当に不適切の極みみたいな感じだったけど今ってもうなんか義足とか義手のモデルとかもすごいいっぱいいるし、なんかもうなんていうのおしゃれにそれをつけてる写真みたいなすごいいっぱいあるしさ、なんていうのねそのテクノロジーが進化することによってそのギャップが埋まっていくっていうかさ、その変にタブー視されることもなくなっていく。
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great that the taboo is going away and, you know, people can behave more naturally around people that have a unique injury or disability like that. But the, you know, really the important thing is to...come up with solutions that return that, you know, that functionality to these people that so they can actually do the things that they need to be able to do, you know? Like, I mean, I'm sure you've hurt your hand or injured, you know, your shoulder or your knee or something.
Yeah.
And you realize how much you take it for granted, you know? It's unbelievably... I mean, I've broken my feet and had a lot of injuries before, so, and I'm still shocked when it happens. Like, oh my, like, it's so crazy. So I really hope that they can come up with the technological solutions to, like, help people, you know. We can treat them any way we want to, but if they can't, you know, live in a world that's designed for people that, you know, have all their limbs or whatever, then they're not really gonna, you know, there's still more that could be done, I think. And probably we'll get to a place eventually where, you know, perfectly healthy people with extra cash are gonna trade in their arm for some super powerful one. I mean, this material already is capable of exerting 18 times more specific work than human muscle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's slow, but imagine if it wasn't slow. And now this person is eight, you know, their arm can exert 18 times more force than your arm.
It's like
arm.
Ghost like, in the Shell.
Yeah, like the whole, you know, all the animes where people are like jumping up onto a roof of a skyscraper or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we're going to have to have new laws to prevent these people from, you know, denting
like,
the concrete.
Can you not jump onto my roof, please, at night? Our kids wake up.
It's weird to think about, right? If you could.
Yeah.
It would just change everything if we had those. I mean, would you get yourself the Will Smith arm, you know, the iRobot arm he has? Because it's like, it's,
I don't know,
it's inarguable that the iRobot Will Smith arm is better than his other arm, which is the normal arm, right?
Yeah. It depends
in
on
the
process. it depends on the process.
You just wake up and then you have that upgraded arm.
Can he control it?
Yeah, of course.
So he can be like...
This isn't like Full Metal Alchemist or something.
So it's not like he's going to grab a can of Coke and like accidentally squash it or anything.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, they've made huge headway on that front of control of these devices.
Hmm. Yeah, that'll come in handy, especially in this country where there are a lot of earthquakes and, you know, people get trapped and...
You could be
stuff.
Like
I can just
a legit hero.
Help everyone. Yeah. Serious hero. Oh, it's like, oh, you know, I can do it. We don't need any rover type stuff or.
And in the future, are we going to have like the cyborg humans that like find out that they've been a machine the whole time, you know?
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like in all kinds of movies.
Yeah. Especially Ex Machina, but...
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. そうだね。でも、でもそういう世界になると、本当の人間も懐疑的になるよね。それこそ X マキナでもさ、あの、主人公がこう、スケプティカルになるシーンがあるじゃん。
うん。
あれっていうか、俺は大丈夫かなみたいな。
Yeah.
っていう風になりそう。ロボットどうこうとかよりもなんか、人間がおかしくなりそう。
Yeah, well, I mean, that's more an AI thing. You know, he thought that he might actually be an artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Which is way more of a mindfuck than thinking that, you know, you're in a robot.
Yeah.
Body, right?
It's actually a weird thing to wonder because you have to have certain confidence to assume that you are an AI, right? It's like,
why?
Because it's like, if you're なんか微妙にそんなに頭も良くないし、とかだったらさ、it's like, for you to assume that you might be an AI is kind of like, どんだけ勘違いみたいな感じじゃん。
But you realize this is alluding to a real thing, that humans don't know what they are. human beings on Earth don't know what they are.
Yeah.
They don't know why we diverge from the unintended consequences, evolutionary causality. You know, how does a species break away from the controlling yoke of nature? It doesn't seem possible.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't understand what we are. We don't know if we're artificial intelligence made from quarks that were invented by an alien in living in a simulation, you know, 14 billion years ago. We don't know.
Yeah.
So it's like a, you know, we laugh at the movie and say it's preposterous, but that's the actual predicament that we're in. I mean, unless you're religious and then you have some version of reality that explains that for you. But current evolutionary science does not paint a clear picture of what intelligence or consciousness is or where it came from or why.
Yeah.
You know?
So, ne.
So we are this character that you're talking about, this character that is investigating itself.
Yeah.
Right? And arguing with different versions of itself.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? All
weird.
24/7.
Yeah. The new season of Westworld started. I haven't seen it yet, but
How do you see that?
It's on iTunes.
Oh, really?
But my husband has an American account. I don't know if you have a Japanese account, you get the same thing. I don't really know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, American account really comes in handy, right?
But isn't the law technically that they won't stream it outside the United States? Or at least their official stated policy is
such. It's a streaming service, yes. But on iTunes, you purchase it. So I think it's different.
Really?
If you have an American credit card and the address. I don't know how it works.
Because I tried to get it on Amazon Prime, and then they were like, oh, we can't stream this across this imaginary, you know, any GPS coordinates
account?
Outside of this. I mean, it's just,
oh, okay.
It's ridiculous. I don't understand why they do that, but.
Because
I would have just signed up for both Prime and HBO right there, but
yeah,
but they won't let you.
I don't even know. I don't even know if it's what we're supposed to be doing either. Like, I don't know.
Oh,
but we can see it
illegally,
as far as I know.
I mean,
but we're paying for it.
It's unbelievable that they make it so difficult, and then they complain when people download stuff. It's like
so. 本当そう.
Duh.
So. Look, I'm a manga.
I love Westworld, and I cannot figure out how the hell to watch that shit.
So
without buying some Star Channel package.
今それこそ漫画とかアニメとかこうプロバイダー側にシャットダウンさせるとかって政府が言って問題になってるけど、いやあのやっぱり違法にダウンロードしたり違法にストリームするのって結構めんどくさいことだから誰にとっても。
It's easy. It's so easy. Pirate Bay. Click. It's you can download.
No, just let
the
me finish.
The whole thing in let like 30
seconds. Yeah, but let me finish. Like, それを探しに行くのって結構めんどくさかったりするし、変なウイルスがあるサイトとかもいっぱいあるから、音楽、Spotify とかもそうだし、まあ iTunes とかもそうだけど、簡単にお金を払って見せてくれるんであれば、全然払う人いっぱいいると思うんだよね。
Yeah.
ただ今、さ
っきの。Take my money, Futurama.
Yeah.
Like.
ただなんか、払っても見れない、何払う意思はあるんだけど見るプラットフォームがないことって結構あるじゃん。それさえどうにかすればもっとお金取れるのにと思うよね。
Yeah.
もったいない。
Well, it's part of this transition from the old model of like these weird packages of bunch of channels you don't want. You're just trying to watch this one show.
Yeah.
Right. You know. Yeah. So in like Gayo and just grab the disc? Am I back to like physical
actually,
object?
In my opinion, it's gotten a little better because HBO is moving their shit from Hulu to Amazon Prime.
But I just checked Amazon Prime and they won't stream that show in Japan.
What show? A Westworld?
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe you have to wait. I mean, it takes time for them to bring it here.
No, it's online and they're specifically saying that they won't show it in Japan.
Yeah. But they will bring it to Amazon Prime Japan eventually, right?
When? After everyone else has already watched it?
I don't know.
Jesus.
I don't know. Sometimes
give me a break.
Like,
first world problems.
Like, Walking Dead on something is like, リアルタイムなんだよね。 Maybe it was Hulu. I don't really. So like, it really depends on the show. I don't know how it works, but.
Well, have fun watching it with your American account. I don't get to watch.
You can come over and we can watch it together.
It'd probably be illegal.
We're paying for it, so they shouldn't complain.
It's crazy.
Anyway.
Whatever.
Is today
Earth Day or is that some other day? Today?
Yeah, もう終わってるでしょ、多分。
終わってんの。
うん。22nd かな。
Oh. Well,
well. Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day. You gotta celebrate the Earth sometimes, yeah?
Yeah. Love Earth.
Right?
So, 来週アプリのアップデート出るんだよね。
Yes.
じゃ詳細はまた別の機会にっていう感じで。
Yeah.
文字起こしのテキストは Android、Mac、iPhone、iPad の、バイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックできますので試してみてください、単発での購入もできるし月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題という激安プランもやっています、マイケルが言ったことあの時なんて言ってたのかなとか、まあ、単語のチェックとかしたい時に便利なのでぜひ使ってみてください、インスタグラム、ツイッター、フェイスブックもやってるのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。